Coming from a mother obsessed with horror films and an artistic father, growing up in rural Florida, Janie has had unique influence from a young age. She became obsessed with photography when she could loan film into her first Barbie camera at age 4. Janie seeks to find beauty in the strange and loves capturing a good moment, whether in film or through digital. Her typical subjects are objects, and she loves experimenting with lighting. She thinks there is something unique in the idea of reflections and how you can portray yourself or others through media, and that is a big theme within her works. Janie is also very passionate about fashion, taking influence from her father's vintage collection, building her own, and developing a brand, Jealous Threads, in which she sells curated vintage fashion. She is so inspired by the ability to express oneself through clothing and how art is so connected to it. Janie has even dabbled in clothing making, replicating runway pieces she long admired as it became a special creative outlet for her. Most recently, Janie has pursued a career in ceramics, becoming a full-time tile painter. She has always adored painting and drawing, especially with her background from an art school that aided her in the necessary skills to adhere to this new position. She is excited to see where this new journey takes her in her love of all artistic mediums. Wonderful. Okay, cool. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm so excited this finally worked.
I know, me too. Holy moly. Navigating the interwebs and recording is seriously something.
Absolutely.
So I'm just going to dive into it since we're here.
Yeah, let's go.
Tell me how, because I know we know each other, but how did you actually get into creating art? Is that something that you were brought up around? Like, were your parents into that, or did you stumble into that?
Oh, I definitely think it was like around me growing up. My dad was really into drawing. He was obsessed with Patrick Nagel, who was like a really iconic 80s artist.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
That definitely influenced me a lot.
That's cool. Was he like drawing around you?
Yeah.
Nice. Did he do it for fun or like for work?
Definitely just for fun.
That's cool. Didn't he also like have a whole eBay business?
Or am I imagining that? Still does. Still does.
That's crazy. I remember that. Yeah. That's cool though. So did you just like see it and then emulate that, or did you have like your own interests stem from that?
I would say definitely stem from that, because he is more like sports artistic in a way, whereas like for me it was more about like vintage fashion and like those elements from like 80s core that I just like really dove into.
How did you get into that? Like, how did that become what influenced you? Was that from like your parents and like seeing what they were into?
I definitely think it branched from that. One thing in particular is vintage cameras. So nice. I got really, really into collecting vintage cameras and getting into film. Started with Polaroids, it went to Minoltas, and then into Leicas and Nikon. And it's just, I think it's so cool what you can create with them.
Yeah, totally. What did you find yourself gravitating towards making when you first got your hands on a camera?
Definitely abstract.
Like just naturally that's what came out?
Yeah, I hated shooting boring stuff. So
yeah.
It was more like, okay, I could take a picture of a flower, but if I get like internal into it and you can't even tell what it is anymore, but it also creates different shapes and different feelings, that was more interesting to me.
That's cool. I feel like I've always resonated with abstract art more so as well. And I don't know. It's interesting because obviously there's historical people who have done that style of art, you know, but I feel like depending on the generation you're talking to, there's a general like leaning towards liking that more versus like, you know, like, I don't know, like a standard portraiture or like, you know, an oil painting of a pretty scenery, which isn't to diminish the beauty of that. It's just interesting to observe, you know, like thinking specifically of like my parents, what they would tend to in an art museum versus myself.
Yeah.
You know, but do you think that your parents' influence and what they were into like helped kind of guide what you fell into, or do you think that you were more influenced by like what you were around growing up, like your peers and like pop culture?
I definitely think both. My mom, before her career as a nurse, she actually worked at a record store.
Oh, that's
So,
cool.
yeah, very, very cool. So, like, lots of LPs, and like that definitely got me into vinyl. And my dad's interest in thrifting really led me to kind of like that vintage, like I said, more like 80s core, where I really like the neon lighting and
Yeah,
things like that.
for sure. You can definitely see that influence in your work, especially like
Thank
photography
you.
wise. Yeah, like absolutely. What I think about too, on a flatter level on their end, but like Duran Duran,
Oh,
I can
absolutely,
see
yeah.
that kind of influence in your style too. Like
Yeah.
it's just interesting too what we grow up with and in retrospect how it might have influenced us. Like I was talking to someone recently and I realized like, my influence and interest in fashion and pop culture came a lot more from the fact that I read fashion magazines and
Oh,
with my like
absolutely.
allowance, because my mom's not really into fashion like that, like she's not fashionable, but she doesn't care about like trends, like she's not following the latest things. That came from me being into like J14 and
Oh,
seeing like
absolutely.
what was on the
That
Yes, exactly. Like seeing what
was
was in the spreads and like it's just funny to look back on and be like, wow, okay, so that's like where I got that from.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember reading Nylon. Like, a friend got me really, really into that, and I just think that also really shaped a lot of like my perception.
It's interesting because I feel like magazines were a big part of, us and obviously before us, like especially for what influenced us, because depending on what you bought, it was also what you got exposed to, right?
Yes, yeah.
But now kids have like the internet, so it's like it is still filtered based on an algorithm, but it's just interesting to think about, you're getting kind of a broader scope of everything.
Yeah, a lot more exposure. It's actually funny because I remember having a conversation with my sister where like there's more of an exposure now to anime, whereas like in high school you were like absolutely ridiculed for
Yeah. Well, and that's
it.
like it's like positive and negative. Like it could be like
Yeah.
exposure overload, right? Where it's just like
Yeah.
so much. But at the same time, it is cool to know that there's like a community out there.
Oh,
Like
absolutely.
what you're saying. And same with even with Twilight, I feel like. There's
Yeah.
been
Yeah,
such a
you're like shamed for
resurgence. For
it.
real though, like and honestly, like we all still loved it anyways, right?
Of
Which is how it
course,
should
yeah.
be. But
Secretly.
it's just still funny to see now, like it's come back, but there's so many people who love it, and it was so impactful that time period, and now again.
Yeah.
So it's also funny to see how things go through cycles, because a
Yes,
lot
yeah,
of,
definitely like trends.
like things that were popular when we were growing up are like almost full force right now. Like
Oh,
I've been
absolutely. It's
buying
kind of scary.
butterfly clips in the store,
Oh, so good.
which is great, because I want them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. And like the fucking chokers and like.
Yeah, like and I saw Silly Bands at Five Below
What?
like
That's
maybe a year
crazy.
ago. Yeah, it was crazy. I honestly should have bought them when I saw them because it was like I felt like I was in a museum.
Yeah. Honestly, and that's such a great thing about it too, and that's why I like appreciate being able to like appreciate products from like different generations, as well as like what keeps me into vintage, is it's like a time capsule. Like it's just like a piece that has like so much history, but it could be silly or it could be like really crazy, but
Yeah, totally.
yeah.
It's in and all those things though add to your expression and your aesthetic as like a creator,
Oh, yeah.
like small or big. Like I feel like looking back, especially like I watch a lot of Hopescope on YouTube, and it's really interesting to see because she'll buy all of these products from when you were a kid or from the 90s or things like that. I mean, when I was a kid, I'm saying when you, but like when I was a kid, whatever. But it's cool to see because like looking at it's like, oh, so that's why I'm so into that. Because
Yeah.
like I was playing with that growing up and like that was super influential. For this week's Tarot of the Week, we have the Six of Wands. Really taking a moment to focus on the good in a situation, appreciate what you have, focusing on, you know, mindfulness and abundance, and what do you have in your life that makes you smile, that makes you feel blessed, that makes you feel like you can achieve what you want to achieve. You have worked really hard and you're at a place where you're being acknowledged for the things that you're doing. People are noticing what you're doing, they're talking about it, and it's okay to let that happen, to take a moment and just kind of bask in the spotlight, so to speak. And this doesn't have to be an ego-filled kind of situation, but, you know, you put thought and effort into whatever you're doing for a reason, right? Usually it's because of a passion or whichever. So it's okay to be proud of the work that you've put into something. And it's especially important to see how far you've come to accomplish what you've accomplished. Really take a moment to focus on that before moving on to something new. I encourage you guys always to, if you're not familiar, especially with the tarot deck, is to look up what the card looks like, see which colors and shapes and symbols stick out to you or feel important to you. I always say, echoing lots of other wise tarot readers before me, take what resonates and leave the rest. Only you know what's meant for you. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll see you soon.
So what would you say is your main outlet of creation? Because I know, like me, you dabble in many things, but what would you say is your main focus?
I would definitely say photography. It's something I've recently got back into. I went like a long time without taking pictures. And it was weird. It is definitely kind of like relation to quarantine kind of thing, where it's like you just kind of like dissociate and like forget about a hobby. But once you pick it back up, you remember why you loved it.
Totally.
And that's the one that I kind of like get the most joy out of.
Nice. Yeah. Do you find sometimes though that there's like a benefit to putting it down for a little while?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because you can kind of see like more growth, more ways to like just kind of think
achieve
about the thing
you
before you
achieve.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I've been going through such a internal thing recently, just trying to figure out like who I am, what I'm trying to say with my work.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting because as a creator generally, right, there's so much out there, and what you have to say, like, it's valid and there's space for everything, even if it's not like the most innovative thing that's ever been made, right? Like, not everything has to be the first thing ever done. Like, you putting your voice into something is valuable too. But when people ask you what you're trying to say, it's actually kind of hard unless you really, really know, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think one thing, maybe it's within the age too, kind of like how you said you're trying to like figure out who you are. It's like really important. But for me, it's like considering yourself an artist has been a really big, hard thing for me to deal with.
Yeah, like being like committed to the bit kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly. Because to me, it's like just something I enjoy, and like I like the abstract or like strange, but it's kind of like my sister's more into like formal art, like traditional art, and it's kind of like, I don't know if you experienced this, but when I experienced growing up, is like that was considered art. Like,
yeah, for sure.
What I did was like a hobby. Whereas, like, to my parents, like, the stuff that I make, it's even funnier. Like, the shoot I just did with the model and the clown makeup, my parents were like, oh, that's creepy. Like, okay.
Whereas
totally. If my sister does an oil painting, it's like, wow.
Right? And it's interesting because it's so crazy you bring this up. I'm glad you did, because that's been part of my evolution of thought, is that I realized that, like, I am really more a fine art photographer than a than a portrait photographer.
Yeah.
Because it's not really about the person in the image. Like, they you know, like, they're a part of the conversation. Like, I've asked them there for a reason. And usually they're people I already know. Like, they're not random models. They're my friends. They're my close friends. They're my family. Things like that. So, like, their energy and their, like, essence is part of what goes into what I'm making, but it's not like you're looking at them, because sometimes it is very abstracted.
Yeah.
So that was like a weird conclusion I came to, because like it is more about like what I'm feeling and what I'm experiencing and what I'm trying to convey to the viewer than the subject. But I, through my whole experience, always thought like, oh, I'm a portrait photographer.
But yeah, because like, you try to do it more in that classic frame.
Mm-hmm. And like I can, excuse me, like I can take portraits, mm-hmm. you know,
of course,
like,
yeah,
right. But that's just not like my main focus, which is what I'm realizing. Like I make, and I like to paint too, but it's just interesting to see like my influences as well. That like, oh, okay, so I'm much more interested in like this abstract, like you were saying, like exploration of kind of like my life experience, but yeah. told through people,
and it's personal.
Yeah.
And I really like that element to it, because like you said, kind of like it's your friends, and I feel that too. Like it's every kind of piece that I do is, it's whether it's people or like objects, it's something personal to me. Mm-hmm. Like I really am into like religious imagery, even though I'm not religious whatsoever myself.
Interesting. What is it about it? Like why are you into that?
I like the idea of angels, kind of like a higher, like, I don't know, like transcendent being is always like cool, but just the visual, like the object of like with wings and like, it's funny. I was having a conversation that it was like, everything goes back to religion, and like, maybe it's like my Catholic trauma, but
like, yeah,
it's just, it's something that I always kind of gravitate towards and always come back to.
I feel that. Interesting. That's cool, because you know, I was thinking about how like a lot of my influence personally too is like spirituality and like my spiritual experience. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really want to like at first lean into it as much, because I didn't want people to necessarily associate spirituality with religion. They're not necessarily yes, the yeah. same, but it's like a yeah, whole tangent no. I could go on, you know?
Yeah, no, same.
But it also is like a main focus of myself and my work.
Yeah.
So, it's like, okay. So I have to explore it somehow, but I don't want to just flat out say it, but it is integrated. So it's all just like an experience, right? Yeah. You know?
I feel that way too. Like when I was talking about the objects, like I really like sculptures of like Venus or like mythology. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because my sister will be like, oh, like it's vaporwave, but it has nothing to do with that to me. Like it's more like the being of like Venus or like just like more like powerful women. Like that's really important to me.
Yeah.
So it's more like gravitating towards that, or like Artemis and stuff like that.
But you know what? It also makes me... Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut you off?
No, not at all.
It also makes me wonder, like, to full circle that, what is the influence of that on vaporwave? Like, why did they use that imagery? You know? So that would be, like, interesting like, side research to do. Like, yeah. Literally, why was it influenced like that? Like, were they taking that... Was it just a coincidence? Or was it actually, like, tied into the idea behind it, you know?
Yeah, everything goes back to religion, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, it really
so
is.
True. So something I like to ask people, because a lot of like people that I'm talking with and to are creative types, are like, when you find yourself in a rut or like stuck creatively, what's something that helps you break out of that?
This is really strange. I like to make collages. So if I'm working on something and I'm just like, God, like I can't move forward from this, I really like to make something out of multiple things. Okay. Like I'll take a break from that and just like kind of throw a bunch of ideas together. And I really feel like that helps me move forward.
Interesting. Okay. No, I like that. It's like active taking a break. Like you just switch gears into doing something else.
Yes,
to like loosen up the channel to be creative.
Yeah, so I'm continuing to be creative, but then like, and it's funny because like I'll look at shapes or like different imagery or like kind of what you were saying, like going back to like fashion magazines or something, like you get kind of inspiration from that. Mm-hmm. But also just like consuming different media helps.
Yeah, totally. Do you think that Do you think that people, or do you care, I guess is a better question. Do you care if people know that that influences you? Like just by immediately recognizing the iconography in what you're using in your work, or just by recognizing it through what you're expressing, like the religious influence? Like, does that matter to you as a creator?
I would say maybe yes and no, because a lot of the times, like, my friends, every birthday, I get, like, a ceramic cherub. it's like they identify that with me now, and that's, like, I think it's fantastic. Like, I love them, obviously, but it's also in a way that it's, like, you don't want to be a one-trick pony. Like, yeah. You know, it's more, like, versatile than that, but at the same time, like, it's kind of charming.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Okay, so tell me about, like, a time that you overcame something creatively that you weren't sure you could overcome.
Ooh, this is kind of a tough one because I feel like I'm still trying to, like, overcome creatively. But I think taking myself seriously as an artist, because for the longest time, like, I didn't feel like what I was creating was art. And for the longest time, like, I've been working on a zine for maybe, like, 10 years, and I still have not published it.
Oh my gosh, no, listen, I understand. I understand that.
Yeah, but I would definitely say, like, the career that I've been able to create within the last 2 years, selling vintage and now being able to paint professionally, that has really, really, really helped me get back into being creative.
Yeah, tell us about your job.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess I'll start with painting first because it's a little bit easier. I got this job, like, it's like a vendor job through my sister, actually. And I paint tiles for mainly rich people, which is kind of funny. But basically, it's going to be on, like, a tile, like, in a fountain or a pool or, like, recently we got to do some projects for Universal Studios, which was really cool.
Oh, that's for, like, resorts. So,
Yeah, and nice. The park. So being able to paint and being like, oh, like, what I painted is good. it's very validating. It's funny because my friends joke all the time because I have, like, 8 jobs at once. but I'm constantly just, like, taking side projects.
That's good though, if you have the time and the capacity. Passion.
Yeah. I feel like I'm you in a way where it's like we take on so much that sometimes it's like you feel extreme burnout at some point, but
yeah, but you gotta do it.
It keeps it interesting, yeah. Yeah, and then as far as selling vintage, I've always been passionate about vintage clothing. I'm really big on sustainability, like, that's really, really important to me. I think fast fashion is, like, such, you know, like, a downfall of what we're in today. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy too, because even the quality of clothing that's, you know, older, but also just, it's all, like, leading back to self-expressionism.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Being able to express yourself, like, through clothing, or almost like we mentioned earlier about, like, time capsules, like, but it's really big for me for self-expression, like, and that's another reason too, like, I capture a lot of my friends in photography, because it's just something, like, so beautiful about their self-expression. Like, everyone is so different and, you know, what they wear and what they are. So I think that really connected me to selling vintage and just being able to curate things that people resonate with.
Yeah, that makes sense. And to, like, see that click when someone's really into something or they really like something. Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, I curated that.
Because you said something that interested me, and I know it's probably kind of hard, but you talked about sustainability, and I think that's, like, a big conversation that's going on right now. And I don't want to, like, harp on it, but if you could tell people something quickly that you wish they would know about sustainability, like, what would you say?
Absolutely. I just think, like, we don't process how much, like, waste there is. Like, if you, like, get an outfit from Shein and then you're like, oh, it rips apart, like, 2 days later, it's gonna rot forever. Like, it's like massive. So I just think, like, being able to create things out of something else, I think upcycling is, like, a crazy good idea. You know, you have scraps of fabric, make a shirt out of it. Like, even if you can't sew, like, there's so many ways to make things. And I just think that that's really important. And also, it's a part of self-expressionism, like, create something.
Do you know like a resource or a way that people can check like where they're shopping from, like if it's sustainable or like
Oh, that's
not
such a good
fast
question.
fashion?
Yeah. I know there's definitely websites, but one thing I think is really important is just manufacturing in general. So when you're looking at clothing, at least the easiest thing for me, whether to find out if it's more like sustainable or not, is where it's manufactured. And genuinely, you can actually feel like in the texture of clothing, whether it's like thinner or thicker. So I think that's something really interesting too.
Nice. Okay, cool. I thought that was important to touch on, you know?
Yeah,
I feel
absolutely.
Like that's a big conversation that's happening yeah. right now. And I feel
I mean,
like,
I don't know everything about it, but
well,
I do feel
course,
passionate about it.
And of course, it's important to understand that some people really just, like, I understand that there's limits to people's budget,
yeah.
you know? It's
oh,
a bigger
of course,
conversation.
Absolutely.
I totally get that, but it's just good to know too. Yeah, cool. So like over the next year from now, what's something that you wish for the general creative like collective?
Just to like do more of what they want. Like I think
yeah.
sometimes things feel so black and white, like when especially like in your career or like you know, even personally, you just feel so like stuck to like one regime where it's like you can go outside of that.
Yeah, totally. And to not feel pressured to create just for like
other
exactly. people or media, but to do
yeah.
what you like to do.
And for yourself.
Yeah, which ties back into what you're saying and doing what you want.
Exactly.
Do what you want. Yeah.
Do more
exactly.
what you want, more what you love.
When you started out though, I guess generally creatively, since we both again kind of are similar in that we dabble in so much, like what's something that you wish that you knew like starting out your creative journey? Is it does it align with what you've been saying about being an artist, that like you are like your art is valid, or what's something that like you wish you knew starting out, you know?
Oh yeah, I definitely wish that I would have said my art is valid, because there's so much artwork that I've lost. Like even in high school, I made so many. I mean, I don't know if you remember my room, but I had like collages all over the walls and shit.
Yeah, totally.
But that, like, so many of them, like, I spent so many hours creating that, and like, so many of them meant so much to me, and now it's like gone. Like,
yeah.
it's just like destroyed, which, you know, it comes and goes, but it's like more
right,
like
happens,
appreciate
yeah.
what you create.
Yeah, totally. Even if you don't keep all of it, just keeping pieces of it or documenting it digitally.
Yeah, documenting it, I
yeah.
think, is what I definitely would have liked to have done.
Yeah. Hey, we live and we learn, you know? I
yeah,
feel similarly.
Absolutely.
I'm lucky I have the few things I do have from high school still that, like, my mom kept, you know?
Yeah.
Because I definitely raged through away things and, like, teenage hormones and such.
Oh, yeah. Same.
I was like, no.
Like, why did I do that? I'm so happy I still have the photos that we took forever ago.
Yeah, no, for real. And I'm excited to share some of those too.
Yeah, they're great.
That's gonna be, that was like some of my first painting with light experiences.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, and the Fish Island. You know, I never, that is some origin story for me. Like, I never
oh God,
stopped
so
liking
glad,
that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a wide angle girly, you know?
Yeah.
I want a fisheye or like a full scene.
I was all about the fisheye.
Yeah, I love it. My dad got me one for my birthday a few years back for my mirrorless camera, and it's great. I love it so much. I feel like every time I use it, I'm like, man, this thing is awesome. I wish I could use it underwater. That would be like a bucket
yes.
list thing.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. They do. I believe they do have covers for that.
I'm sure they do. That
yeah,
makes
that
me so
sick.
Nervous, though. Those cases for cameras underwater.
Yes,
oh,
horrible,
my
yeah.
gosh. Like, I know that they're made well, but oh, my gosh.
I know. Yeah. You just lose everything.
I have a friend, though, who does underwater modeling, and it's so cool
That's
to see
sick.
The pictures from that. Yeah. Man. The things people can do, right? And it'll
yeah,
be great, to put everyone in suspense for the surprises that we have coming for later this year.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really, really, really excited about it.
I'm so happy we were finally able to do this.
Yes.
I'm so excited that we have reconnected in this phase of our life.
Me too.
And I hope you have a beautiful evening, and we will talk soon.
Yes.
And I will see everyone in a few weeks.
Bye.
Bye.